Yeah, it's a huge shift, and not just for law enforcement. It's a big shift for all of the partners involved.
That's the last time APR listeners heard from Christian Lim. He's leading a team at the University of Alabama's College of Social Work on what's called the BEAMS Project. That's Bringing Exploitation of Alabama Minors to a Stop, for short. Lim says the College of Social Work is now unveiling a database at the heart of the effort.
We're looking at resources specifically for victims of human trafficking, but really, I mean, these are resources that the general public needs as well. Educational resources, detox resources, counseling or mental health resources, medical resources.
And all sides of the trafficking survivor support equation get to use the database all at once. The website includes links to services, training, and ways to report possible incidents of human trafficking. Certain subjects, like personal information on trafficking survivors, won't be available publicly. Lim says the point isn't just to have a handy gadget.
The trick is, with human trafficking and building kind of a community that's working together collaboratively, is for everybody to understand the roles and responsibilities of each other.
That community includes trafficking survivors, support groups, and one other constituency. Both Chris Lim and APR were invited to attend an all-night sting operation by the West Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force. Female officers from the police departments in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and the University of Alabama, along with the Tuscaloosa County Sheriff's Department, were in disguise as sex workers during the operation. Lim says the BEAMS database is part of a culture change for law enforcement, which means confirming whether the sex workers they arrest were coerced into that industry, which is a sign of trafficking.
That's important, not just for law enforcement, but it's kind of a new thing for law enforcement. You know, that's something that law enforcement has really began to understand really within the past 10 years or so, you know, in the U.S.
We are a team that interviews potential victims in a trauma setting.
That's Tuscaloosa Police Lieutenant Darren Beams. He leads the West Alabama Human Trafficking Task Force.
We realize that there's a potential for a lifelong traumatization there from family as well as a trafficker. And so that starts the process for us, and we've been pretty successful with that.
So much so that the local task force trains other law enforcement agencies around Alabama on how to detect signs of coercion among sex workers that indicate trafficking. We talked with Lieutenant Beams about the website about the time of the all-night sting operation. The database was still in the works at that time, but Beams liked the idea.
There's plenty of counties along the interstate that have a questionable hotel probably in their area of patrol that this information would be vital for them to have, because it's not just the big cities. As we do more undercover operations, we're pushing it down to the smaller areas.
Lieutenant Beams also addressed the initial pushback from some officers in the task force who had to be convinced that 75% of the sex workers they encountered locally showed signs of being trafficked. And law enforcement isn't the only group that had to adjust to Lim's vision that not everyone is out to get them.
A lot of times service providers are so victim-centered that they tend to be anti-law enforcement. Sometimes law enforcement is so law enforcement that they tend to be anti-victim services.
That's Crystal Yarbrough. She runs the Rose Center in Mobile. It's a walk-in shelter where victims of trafficking can eat, get counseling, and wash their clothes, among other things, except stay overnight. And as tough as it might be to get survivor support workers to trust law enforcement, Yarbrough says getting sex workers to trust anyone is even more tricky. She points to one client at the Rose Center and how she reacted to house rules.
She said, "You tell me when I can have my cell phone, or I can't have a cell phone, or what time I have to be here, whether or not I can lock the door, what I can and can't, who I can and cannot talk to." She said, "I just got rid of a pimp." She said, "I don't need another one."
And the next step for the BEAMS database is here. Last year's Alabama Human Trafficking Summit in Montgomery figured prominently at Alabama Public Radio's 14-month-long investigation. Chris Lim is on the agenda for this year's event, where he'll roll out the BEAMS website for the audience. The crowd will be made up of law enforcement and trafficking support workers, people appear likely to use his database. Pat Duggins, APR News, in Tuscaloosa.